Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia and greetings, Hotep. How is everyone? And I am your advocate, the one you need. I am your advisor, the one you want. I'd like to welcome my old friends by saying Habari Ghani, and I'd like to welcome my new friends by saying come on in and be a part of the show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the month. This is May 30th, and the end of the month, I did promise you that we would close our show off by addressing startup businesses, and that we would adopt a startup business, and we were looking throughout the internet to find the best one that we could recommend to our listening audience. And to our new friends, we say you definitely don't want to miss this particular show. Our chat rooms are open, and you can go in and chat and post your statements on the board, or you can come in and dial that number at 646-478-0270. Why don't you lock that number in, because you're certainly going to want to be a part of the discussion this evening. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a conglomerate of a group of professional men that are gifted in the area of startup business. They have selected their choice, their preference, of course, in a startup business, and we're going based on their recommendation. But first of all, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in the technical area. Right now, you will probably be finding out that there are going to be conferences throughout the diaspora, specifically online by educators, where we're going to be addressing the STEMS conference, and that is the STEM. Now, listen, folks, the STEM acronym, our old acronym, that's old business, and the new international society, they're looking at how we can change things. So they've actually changed it to STEMX. Guess what? Why did they do that? The STEMX, the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics acronym, is no longer adequate, as it is missing well over 20 letters that represents the skills of the discipline, such as the X, representing computer science, CS, and computational thinking, representing CT, and inquiry, representing I, creativity and innovation, representing CI, and global fluency, representing GF, and finally, collaboration, representing C. So they've now adapted the new acronym of STEMX. Now, you'll be seeing throughout the website all of this information that will be going on in September. That's when we'll have the two-day conference, and we'll be giving you dates and times, so you definitely want to put it in your schedule for September. For those of you teachers who would like to present and like to join the organization and who already represent science, technology, engineering, and math in their schools, we are urging you to go and to become a member, first of all, and if you'd like to be a partner and present, that is open and free of charge. Everything that I bring you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to bring it free of charge. As I told you, there are courses that we have actually put together and work with other companies and colleges that you can go and take a course under Startup Business right now under a university out of Texas. And we'll give you more information on that next week. And those classes will be open if you want to audit those courses for Startup Business. The reason why we are pushing for you to take the course in Startup Business, you just don't sit down and scratch your head and say, I'm going to start a business. You certainly have to have some insights to understanding the business aspect of it. Everyone must understand if you are really going to be taken serious for the first 7 years, you have got to be making a profit in that business or else they will consider it as a hobby. So therefore, you want to set the right precedents and go through the right formalities for creating articles of incorporation, checking the name out to make sure that the name is available, going and incorporating yourself, going through IRS to make sure that you've screened for the best sole proprietor, LLC, corporate, subchapter S, subchapter C. Now, these are some things that I'm just regurgitating. However, not to say that I have full knowledge of it, but I have access to people who do. But it's very important that before you start any business, you don't want to take it lightly and you don't want to use it as just a hobby. You want to structure it so it pays out to you. And then, therefore, you have some write-offs and some benefits to that business. So this particular business that we have elected to adopt and the gentleman that will be speaking today, I think it's been found noteworthy to meet a lot of criteria that some of you business people are looking for. Remember I told you, you no longer want a job. You're not trying to get with Linkit so Linkit can have people sending people to your Linkit account looking to interview you. You're looking to work for yourself. You want to own your own business. And that is why we have designated this show and set it aside and hollowed it out so we can bring in our experts. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will say hello to our audience, and then we'll go to station identification because we have some very badly needed household work that needs to be done. So wait and hold tight as I go and say hello to our guests. And I'm going to start with prefix number 407. Hello? Is
hello.
This Jim? Hi,
yes.
Jim. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am fine. How are you doing?
Thank you so very much for joining us, and we are so glad you got the team together. We'll be right back at you, Jim, so hold tight, so I'll always say hello.
All right, thank you.
Hello, caller number 208. How are you? Who am I speaking to?
Well, hello, and thanks for having me. This is Rob Skinner from Boise, Idaho.
Hi, Rob. How are you? And thank you so very much for joining us. And sorry about the inconvenience of that time. We're so glad you could come on board with us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
And looking forward to talking. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to talking to you. Hold on. Let me say hello to our next guest here. And I think our next guest would possibly be, would that be Ryan Palmer? Let me see if that's Mr. Palmer. Hello. Is this Mr. Palmer, I presume?
This is Ryan Palmer from Orlando, Florida. How are you?
Ryan Palmer in the flesh. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having us on
That's
the show.
That's great. Thank you so much, Ryan, for joining us. I certainly am glad you all could join us. And I'm going to take a station identification to do a little house cleaning and ask that you would just give me a break here, and I'll be right back at you in directly. Hold tight.
Okay.
Okay.
And thank you so very much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. And we'd like to say welcome once again. And you are in the Care to Read room. And our segment is going to be featuring startup business, ladies and gentlemen. And because we have three guests on today, we're going to have a bit of a change in our plans. We will not be doing the talking here today. And we'll go right into our discussion. And we're going to introduce each one of these young men here. And we're going to put the other two gentlemen on mute as we get Mr. Jim Suckowich out to give us a little bit of information. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about what I know about Jim. I met Jim through one of the greatest companies that I ever ran into online, and that's called Bits That Give. I was referred to him by virtue of another gentleman, and I was rather impressed to find out that Jim was a bit of a celebrity himself. He's a retired banker who was once an entrepreneur, and he came on board as a trainee and worked his way up to becoming the president of the bank, which he's no longer working in. Of course, he's retired. However, he is also a minor league professional baseball star. So you have before you an athletic who is well known for his ability in the athletic field. Jim got involved with Bits That Give and was pretty excited about it, so excited that he got his family members, his granddaughters involved. And he excited me so much about the business and telling me the reason why he got involved in it, because he's a businessman, of course, having a business background. He knew exactly what he was doing in making his investment. And I wanted to make sure we selected a business online that was also supporting people all over the diaspora and that was a global business. And because he presented to me that every time you purchased a bid, you were purchasing an opportunity for children that were in orphanages overseas in different countries, and also feeding these children. And the great thing about it, he even talked about going off to Las Vegas and being able to work with packaging the boxes and creating the food care packages and being that closely involved to feeding people and seeing where your money is going made all the difference in the world to me. And he was so passionate about this company and the startup ability. He talked to me about Bits That Give, where these entertainers are now supporting Bits That Give. I had a chance to go out and take a look at them online and was very, very impressed with what I had heard and seen and wanted to know about the marketing aspect. And I will not pretend to have that down pat. I'm going to have Jim give you a little bit more information about himself and come on board and give us the business plan of Bits That Give so that we can have a better understanding of it. So if you will just allow me to, I'm going to bring Jim on. And Jim, if you can, take the microphone and please come and give us a little bit more insight about things that you want the audience to know about yourself and also to give us the business plan of Bits That Give.
Well, thank you very much. It's a privilege to be here this afternoon with you. And thank you for the introduction. You did a great job.
You're welcome.
As you mentioned, I was a banker for 35 years. I can't believe it went that fast. And I thought I would retire. But when my neighbor, Ryan Palmer, who will talk to you in a moment, started to tell me about Bits That Give. I got involved. He became my sponsor. And it is a very wonderful company. As it was pointed out, we help underprivileged and homeless children. We are expanding to be a global company. We are in, of course, United States, Mexico, Canada, the Philippines, Brazil, and there's plans to go to Israel, Russia, and we're growing by leaps and bounds. But I don't want to get too much into the business plan because I am privileged today to have Rob Skinner with us today. Now, Rob is part of the leadership team of Bits That Give. I guess in my days of banking, what we would call that the executive committee. So Rob is very close to the pulse. He's one of the decision makers that works with the senior management of the company. And it's a rare opportunity because he has such a busy schedule that he's here with us today. And so rather than
and on that note, Jim, we're not
all the time. Let me have Rob get on there.
We're going to introduce him. Could you give us an introduction of Rob and who Rob is and a little bit about what you know about him personally? Because we want to get upfront and personal with most of the audience and with our guests today. So give us a little background, just a scenario.
Well, the first time I met Rob is when I was in Las Vegas. Rob, like I say, being part of the senior management team or the leadership committee, Rob was putting on some of the part of the programs, and Rob is such a dynamic speaker. Rob has been in sales. He's been in the internet business. He's been very successful. Rob has developed one of the larger teams, if not maybe the largest teams with Bids That Give, because of his leadership ability. Rob was also involved in cars, automobiles, and also in a travel agency, which is part of Bids That Give. And before I lose my voice, let me turn it over. Okay. So, is still there?
Now, we're going to have you introduce Rob. And, Rob, would you please come on? We're going to have you unmuted here. I see we got you muted here. We got to take you off mute because I know you wanted to speak and was wondering what's going on. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you so very much, Jim.
Okay.
Thank you for a wonderful, wonderful, warm introduction. Nobody really wants to hear me about me from myself, but for 28 years, I was an automobile dealer in Alaska and Montana. And now I live in beautiful Boise, Idaho. I have 6 children and two grandchildren, and I have a house full. Bids That Give was introduced to me along with a bunch of other companies, and I've been coaching in this industry for about 15 years. I've been involved in it off and on for 35 years, and I've always loved the home-based business idea. It's a way for people to start without a lot of capital and maybe not even a lot of skills, and to learn some of those skills and be able to build at a rate where, it's mostly businesses are for privileged people that either are lucky or they've worked into it or they've had a lot of money in their background. And the home-based businesses are just the opposite. You can start on a budget. And I was looking for the key that unlocked why our industry has such a bad success rate. More than 95% of the people that get in don't ever really make any real money, and many of the companies fail. And so I was looking for an opportunity to reverse that. And for many years, I've studied that. And here's my little opinion about why it fails. And maybe you guys can appreciate this, and it'll get us a start so that we can understand what Bids That Give really is at the core. People generally, when I ask a question, if I have 10 or even 1,000 people in a room, I'll ask, how many of you just wake up every day just with a great desire to go out and sell something? And there might be one or two hands raised meekishly. Yeah, I like selling things. Then I ask a second question. How many of you people just can't wait till somebody approaches your doorstep or calls you on the phone, or even when you go to a car dealership like mine and a salesman approaches you? What's the feeling? Are you just excited about the opportunity for somebody to sell you something, or usually it's the contrast to that. Usually people just really don't like to be sold. So in our industry, we're asking people that don't like to sell something to approach somebody that doesn't like to be sold and convince them that they need to change their buying habits and use the product that we have, no matter how good we think it is. And so
consequently, when an average person picks up the phone and dials their friend and says, I've got this great idea, you need it, and they get shut down, it's like a wet blanket, and they never pick up the phone again. And a few months later, they quit without ever really trying. So what we've done at Bids to Give on the business side of it is we've created a scenario where when you help us advertise by sharing, we don't sell anything. What we do is we show and we share what our products are and what our entertainment value is. We are an entertainment and a savings club. We are a business in the box. Any one part of our slate of products and programs could in itself sustain a business very wildly. We have combined a number of companies, a number of products, and a number of services, from entertaining games like our trivia to 5,000 retailers in our cashback program, which most people on this call will recognize. Your Walmarts, your Targets, your Sears, Cabela's. I mean, virtually anything you want. Millions and millions and millions of products. We have travel. How would you like to take a cruise to Hawaii for $700, including airfare, for 15 days? That was out last week from Salt Lake City. How would you like to fly from Fort Lauderdale or fly into Fort Lauderdale from Boston or Chicago and take a cruise to Barcelona, Spain for $500 for 15 days? These are the kind of deals we have in our travel club. Now, that's generally a product that sells for many, many thousands of dollars to be an elite member. You get that when you join Bids That Give. And again, as you said earlier, every bid helps a kid. The primary function of this company and the vision of its founder, Randy Jeffers, 10 years ago, he was supporting orphanages of his own. His wife is a refugee from Thailand, and he felt a yearning to help these underprivileged and orphaned children who have no parents. And so he was doing this, but he was having a hard time funding enough to really feel like he was making a difference. So when this business model surfaced, he said, if I can perfect that business model and I can put wealth in people's pockets worldwide, they will do locally what I'm going to do globally. So when Rob and Kimberly Skinner make a little bit of money, if we have servants' hearts, we're going to help our community here in Boise and other places where we have circles of influence. On the other side of the coin, the business is going to take the other half of the money we make, and they're going to go around the world and take kids off the streets. One of my favorite and absolutely dear parents, I have four daughters between the ages of 12 and 20. One of the most amazing things to me is we partnered with Call to Rescue. And we're taking an average of 10 to 12 kids off the street that have been somehow kidnapped or run away or abducted into sex slavery, sex trafficking. It's a horrible problem. And worldwide it's a problem. We've already saved hundreds of kids from this. We've already put some real bad people in jail as we partnered with Call to Rescue, who partners with the FBI and other law enforcement agents. So that's one of our partnerships. We partner with orphanages. We partner with drilling wells in Africa. I have the privilege of being the first, along with my wife, couple or individual, to take a mission for this company. And I spent 10 wonderful days in Haiti, which is the poorest country on the planet. And we were in the poorest section of that planet. And we spent 10 days building a playground for these children. And I held these children in my arms. And my life will never be the same because of it. You know, you weep, you cry, and these are some of the happiest people in the world with the least of means. So this is what our dogs are doing.
Is this Randy or is this Rob that's speaking? Who's speaking? Is that Randy?
Rob.
Is that Rob? Rob, let me ask you a question. I want to get up front and personal with you. I am so delighted to make all of your acquaintance. Let me say this. We have gone on a mission that as African-Americans, who have been complaining about the first to be fired, and then they have no job, and now they've got degrees and they still have no job. So we've gone on a mission to create an opportunity to look at how we develop ourselves as entrepreneurs and become an institution ourselves. I'm an educator who's retired, and decided that I was not going to look inside of a classroom when I get over 60 years old, but I wanted to be doing missions in Africa. I spent 5 years in Europe, and I worked with the refugees there, so I am so partial to refugees. I even told Jim about the refugees that come through in Chicago, and I went back and got training in English as a second language so I could work with some of those refugees. I know that I feel like sometimes we have fallen lower than refugees here in the United States even, but what could you say to a group of people who have really been down and out on their luck with foreclosing on the homes, people who have no jobs, and they're still here in America, but they're looking for a job, and I keep telling them we should no longer look for jobs. We should create our avenues where we can actually create a niche that we can serve for ourselves and be able to never have to look for a job because we can work for ourselves. So we've chosen Bids That Give because we want you to show us how to make ourselves into institutions and to go abroad like you've gone to Africa. We're looking at committees going to Africa. We've already got people in Africa. My godfather went over and built a home there. He's over there now. And he has property there. They've offered land to us. So we keep saying we don't want to become internationals, but what could you say to us with Bids That Give? How can Bids That Give help us to become an institution and create businesses for ourselves so we can do all these awesome things?
Well, that's a fantastic question, and I appreciate the lead into that because that is the essence of our mission here at home. Now, Jim had mentioned we're going global, and I have failed to be a great leader in the last week and tell him that we opened 100 countries last week. So we have opportunities to spread our wings into over 100 countries. All the ones he mentioned, plus other ones where we've already crossed the legal bar and have set up, can participate in our company. So if you have contacts in any of those, you can just look at our website, and there's a drop-down menu for all of the countries that we are involved in now. So for the people that
and what
are,
what would they need to get started? What would be the what would they need financially to get started and a willingness to be committed? I know that, but how much would they need to get started for a startup just to get their leg up and get started with a corporation?
Okay, so to start your own business here, and whether you want to incorporate or not, I won't talk about that. That's a personal decision. You have great advice there for your listeners. You can get involved as an individual, or you can get an LLC, or do both if you want. So to start as an entity, let's just say, you can get in for as low as $20. Now, I will tell you, you're not going to make a lot of money with $20 unless you go to work and you involve other people. So there's two pieces to our program. There's one that we pay you to just advertise. And based on your level of commitment, which can be anywhere from $10 a month to $250 a month, and an upfront purchase of bids of anywhere between $10 and $25,000. So even at the highest rank, it's a fairly low startup for a business. I mean, you can't even start a landscaping business for less than $50,000. You have to buy trucks and lawnmowers, gas and equipment. But a person with some drive can start very, very low. I mean, I'm talking pocket change. And if they go out and involve other people, they can build with their commissions and they can build with their daily pays from advertising. Your requirements are to advertise once a day, or we call it share. You can do it on Facebook, Twitter, email, text, or classified ad. It costs you nothing. Everything's pre-written. All you have to do is copy and paste or just hit the share button. For example, if I was on my auction today and I had an autographed football going to be auctioned from Joe Montana in an hour, I could put to my Facebook that, hey, if you're interested in bidding on this, register here, get 10 free bids, and go. That would qualify me for the pay that day. Whatever money the company makes that day globally is going to be shared with people based on a points basis and they're where they've built their business to. So it gets a little complex, and there's a visual that needs to be done here. But if you're interested in this, contact whoever we're going to contact here, you or Jim or whoever, and they will take you through a webinar through join.me or a more extensive call and a slideshow, and we'll show you the ins and outs of this. But a person can make money without recruiting. That's number one. They can make money without selling a product. That's number two. All they have to do is show people the opportunity to go on and take the shopping that they're already doing, frozen foods, fresh foods, clothing, tools, travel, jewelry, health products, gourmet coffees, intelligent IQ cocoa, the healthiest cocoa in the world. All of these products that we have, green tea coffees, all of these things you can buy through there. If you're already buying peanut butter, buy it through your own mall. You'll get cash back up to 1 to 40%, plus there's commissions paid on that. So the person can start the business.
Now, would you also, would you also say that this would be the most quiet kept secret that is not being advertised on the net? Because I actually just stumbled over it. But here's my position. There are so many underground business getting ready to crop up, and there's a lot of people interested in taking this thing globally. How would you describe what would be necessary for those who are interested in networking globally, such as in parts of Africa, and wanting to go over and be a part of those mining teams and to be there for the startup? How did your company get involved? These startups where they are taking trips there to build and create. How can one get involved in this type of industry as an African-American who want to go over and help those poor Africans create and develop for themselves?
Well, there's a number of ways to do that. Again, thank you for the opening for that question. First of all, we understand that people have the desire and the need to take care of their families first right here. We get that. Okay, I mean, nobody can really think about a starving child in Zimbabwe if their own children aren't feeding and if they aren't paying their mortgage. So we know that we have to line the pockets of money here first. So you have a great leadership team. You have an amazing cast of callers here on the phone tonight between Jim and Ryan. And with my support, we will help people build the infrastructure to their business by starting with first their warm market and anybody they want to introduce to this. That's the first thing, and we do that with leadership. We do that with teams. Nobody does this by themselves. So we get them to a comfortable amount of income themselves. At that point, I will, the owner will, and all of the great leaders in this company will ask for their heart. If we're going to give you an amazing opportunity to help your own family and your own community, would you be willing to be servitude in other areas? Now, if you're not, that's okay. It's not a demand. It's only a request. So I would say to you, you want to go to Africa? Well, it just so happens we're doing a mission in Africa in August. Now, all you have to pay for is your way over there and a little bit of food while you're there. Everything else is taken care of. It's already set up, and you'll help us build a playground. This one just so happens to be in South Africa in Cape Cod, and it's about 10 days. There's a mission to Tijuana in July. It's only a three-day mission, and the cost of that, once you get to San Diego, is only $200. And you'll get to go, and you get to play with the kids in the orphanage, and you'll do that. So these are self-funded trips, but we have them all over the place. One of our partners, Kids Around the World, is attempting to build 100 playgrounds this year. We can go to any or all of those, supported by bids that give. So you go as an ambassador. We are bid ambassadors for the company. You go as an ambassador for the United States. You go as an ambassador for these children. You go as an ambassador for bids that give. And that's how you get involved. It's a voluntary, not a requirement, but an amazing and wonderful experience. The business
side
of it.
Well, thank you so very much for giving me all that information. I'm going to have you guys come back on again on another show as a part two. And if you are available next week, we're going to try to slot you back in where we can give the show another full hour to questions and answers. But because time is up on us and our time is all out, we'd like to thank each one of you, Ryan Palmer, Rob Skinner, and Jim Sutkiewicz. I hope I pronounced it right. We'd like to thank you so very much. And can you give your website and where people can contact you?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone can give their website.
Mine is btgflteam@yahoo.com. BTG.
And the name of the company, once again, is Bids That Give. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it from a group of specialists. I thank you so very much, team, for being a part of this discussion. And we are going to get upfront and close with them as we invite them back to be a part of a question and answering. And I know that in our chat room they're busy in there, but next week we will have time where we can answer some questions and go into detail. And I'd like to thank each one of the gentlemen for such an in-depth information on Bids That Give. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to get behind that company and support Bids That Give. Let me hear for Bids That Give. If you are behind Bids That Give, send me an email today and inquire about what you heard today, and we'd like to find out how we can sign you up for membership. Thank you so very much. And our phone lines are ringing in the background, and I think those are people calling in now, Jim. But we'll talk again, Jim, personally. We'll get on the line and talk. And once again, gentlemen, if you can come back next week, we'll get together and talk about what's a good time for you to come back and give you another full hour. Thank you so very much. And you have a prosperous evening and a blessed day. And we like to say, oh, double.
Baba Mona is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters. Mind. Surely we had tried, but we all live right there in Africa. brothers and sisters.
Yes, we've got to get the message to my brothers and sisters. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you were a part of that fabulous discussion of how we can take startup businesses like Bids That Give and be a part of the institution and own our own businesses. That's right. We're looking at partnering with corporations like Bids That Give, and I urge you to get back in contact with this radio show and to request information on emails and websites so you can follow up and be a part of something big. And for those of you who have already been talking about that trip back to Africa, you heard it from the horse's mouth. You heard it right from Ryan as he talked about opportunities for traveling abroad and being a part of a greater picture, as well as working with Africans on set of developmental recovery stage. We want to be a part of this. We want to be a part of the solution, not always talking about the problem, but finding a way where we're no longer looking for jobs, but a job is looking for us. We are institutions, and we decide for ourselves to develop ourselves as corporations, and then we can fund our own businesses and work for ourselves. Those gentlemen that spoke today, they're leaders in a number one corporation that's starting up, and I am all for startup businesses that are combined with the multi-level marketing as well as with the many streams of income. So get in contact with this show, Care to Read. You know the website. Contact me and inquire about how I start up my business. What do I need? What are the funds that I need? And the gentleman described that there are not very many funds.